Wake Up Crew,
WGNS.
Sunny day, sweeping up clouds away. On my way to where the air is sweet. Can you tell me how to get to Sesame Street?
This is the Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
And good morning, everyone. It's Tuesday, May 20th, episode 1661. And we are right in the midst, the beginning of TSSAA Spring Fling. That'll be all week, all the way through Friday. And you'll be hearing Brian's voice a lot over the air in the next 4 days, 5 days.
So what's new?
Nothing, I guess. Memorial Day's in 6 days. Gee, you're really excited about it. And last full day of school is in 9 days. That's May 28th. And May 30th is a half day. You'll skip a day. The 29th will be a teacher work day. Spring Fling. And which reminds me, I came up with a question about Spring Fling.
Did you now?
To test your knowledge. No, I didn't. I didn't really. Okay. I didn't want to do that. But we have had some really odd Spring Fling memories.
Yes.
Okay, so I'm going to name one, then you name one, then I'll name one, then you name one, and it'll be fun.
What if you take mine? Okay.
Okay, well, I'll think of another one, okay. Sure. What's one that stands out to you?
It's really weird, but the one that stands out to me the most is the day that we froze to death doing a Seagull softball game, and it was an elimination game, and it had been hot all week, and a front came through with rain, and then that next day, it was so cold. Wind blowing about 20 or 30 miles an hour.
Never had a day that cold in May.
No. Gosh, it was cold.
And you went to Walmart to try to find us some stuff.
And that Walmart on Memorial had just opened recently.
Yeah, and we couldn't leave. I mean, we couldn't leave to go home and get anything.
No.
We just didn't have time.
Because we had back-to-back games.
Yeah.
So, you know, that, and
we wound up with some blankets, I think, didn't we?
Yeah, because there was nothing else but blankets that you could buy.
Yeah, it was summer. It was summertime.
There were no jackets, no sweatshirts, nothing.
Well, I can remember the Seagull State Championship when they came in, struck out the side, and I got the privilege of calling that game. And
Jacob Key,
we were running out of ammunition, and he was a starter. And he was warming up in the bullpen, and I turned to you and I said, during the break, I said, he's going to strike out the side. And that's what he did.
Yeah.
Because he was on fire. Just in the bullpen, you could tell it.
2016, Seagull lost their first game in that tournament.
Uh-huh.
And then they had to come through the loser's bracket.
I had just done a softball game, I think.
It was the championship game in softball,
yeah,
too, when Seagull wound up runner-up.
Yeah. And I drove over to the college for that game.
So you and I were set up outside of SportsCom there, and I left you to go set up for baseball because it was going to start as soon as you were done. And then you drove over after that and did the last, three innings, I guess? Two,
yeah.
Three? And you didn't want to do it.
No, I wasn't going to do it because you were doing so good. But I remember all those driving back and forth and you, yeah, going to one place and – I'm about too old for that kind of stuff anymore, but that was a lot of fun because they were both state championship games, the Eagleville championships, the baseball and the softball, and that's been quite a memory.
So that was 3 years ago.
Yep.
That baseball championship game, their first one, they were supposed to win it. If they had played it at when it was supposed to be played, they would have played the same day. And
right,
baseball would have won the first state championship in school history. But the game got pushed to a Sunday afternoon, and they had to go to Riverdale to finish it. And we had done the softball game the day before, and they won it all.
They won one championship on the – it was Sunday, wasn't it?
That was the baseball.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
when we got fried. We,
yes,
were outside.
So baseball was supposed to have played in the championship game first, and they would have been the first in the 100 years or so of Eagleville history to win a team state championship. But it wound up being the softball team that did it first, and then the very next day, the baseball team won it. So that's pretty cool.
And we've had our share of rain delays that we've had to sit through.
Last year was about the worst.
Yeah,
I think so. Sports con, about 3 hours.
Yeah.
Waiting on Stewart's Creek softball.
Luckily, they had snacks up there. I was able to survive.
Yeah. But they do have pretty good snacks up there.
Yeah. We've had some weather. We've been into some weather, though. Cold, rain, sleet. Haven't had any snow. So.
No. But it has been cold as the Dickens before.
Well, we're going to take a look at, well, it's Taco Tuesday today, so we've got to talk about some food today later on. And we'll be back with more of the Wake Up Crew, 617.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Mostly cloudy for today. Showers and storms in the area. Highs top out near 85 degrees. Wind south-southwesterly 5 to 15 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Tonight, chance for more showers and storms before midnight, then clearing. Lows drop to 63. And then Wednesday, an abundance of sunshine with highs approaching 80. I'm weatherology meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast.
Right now it's 70.
Murfreesboro Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
The death of a loved one, probably one of the hardest times in their life they have to go through.
Keith Stapleton, manager of the Murfreesboro Funeral Home.
It's our job to see them through that.
Visit murfreesborofuneralhome.com.
Welcome to the Restore. What are you looking for today?
I'm looking for a new sofa.
We got it here at the Restore.
Find it at the Restore.
If you need trim or molding, come on down here to see us at the Restore.
We got it at the Habitat Restore.
And all of our lighting is 50% off here at the Restore.
We got it.
Remember, we got it today, but it may be gone tomorrow.
The Habitat Restore at 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
This is a paid legal ad.
When a family member is lost as a result of someone else's negligence, the grief can be unbearable. It also leaves you with a lot of questions like, how did this happen? Who's responsible? And is my family going to be okay? That's a lot to go through, but with the law offices of John Day on your side, you don't have to go through any of it alone. We understand what you're going through, and we have the experience to get the answers, justice, and compensation your family deserves. Call the law offices of John Day.
First Shot, growing in Christ with life and athletic skills.
So we teach God's word at everything we do to implant it in them so that they understand that the only way to get through the world is with God on their side.
First Shot founder and executive director, Andy Herzer.
Our focus is on our inner city here at Patterson Park.
From academics to athletics, First Shot's focus is toward building a stronger, more courageous spirit to face opportunities and obstacles that our youth confront every day. To find out more about First Shot, go to firstshottn.org.
Hi, this is Nick Hayes with Toots Restaurants, and we want to thank you for 40 great years of good food and fun.
At Toots, we still have the same specials, the same quality, the same portion sizes, even after 40 years.
And we have the best kids menu in town.
And our family would like to thank this community for supporting Toots for 40 years.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
WGNS is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Are you ready to take control of your energy usage and save money? Download the MyMTE app to track your energy consumption, pay your bill, and even report outages right from your phone. It's free and available now in iOS and Android.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSigger.
Arizona beat the Dodgers in L.A. 9-5. The Diamondbacks led 7-0 in the third. Shohei Ohtani did hit his 17th homer of the season. That leads the majors. The Phillies' Kyle Schwarber hit his 16th of the year. Philadelphia with a comeback win at Colorado 9-3. Kansas City and the Angels with road wins. Seattle as well. The Cleveland at Minnesota game was suspended by rain after three innings. They hope to continue it, weather permitting, on Tuesday. Milwaukee with a run in the bottom of the eighth edged Baltimore 5-4. The Orioles have lost seven in a row. Victories for Houston and St. Louis. Wins for Boston and Miami. Cincinnati won its fifth straight 7-1 at Pittsburgh. The Philadelphia Eagles gave coach Nick Sirianni a contract extension. The 49ers gave linebacker Fred Warner a three-year extension. Browns quarterback Shedeur Sanders signed his rookie contract. And in the WNBA, Seattle won at Dallas.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's 6:21, and John Dinkins here along with Brian Yawn Barrett.
Tired, man.
What's wrong with you this morning? You've yawned consecutively like three times in a row.
Well, now you said it, it's going to happen again.
It's kind of like the hiccups. You can't get rid of it.
Yeah.
Have you tried coffee? Have you tried anything like that?
I've had a little caffeine, yeah.
Hmm. You might ought to get some, remember Red Bull? That used to be real popular.
Oh, it still is,
I used to go that on, I used to do that on trips. But it's got a lot of caffeine. I can't do it anymore. But, oh, man, it was, on trips, it was a deal breaker. But the only thing is, you take it like at 12 noon, you're up till 3 o'clock in the morning, then, you know.
Boy, back in the 90s when I was in college, I was in collegiate 4-H. And this was my freshman year.
Now you got me started.
We went to Louisiana. I can't remember the town now. We drove back and drove all night, and I was driving, and man, I had a Jolt Cola.
Oh, yeah.
And they would not stop. And I had to go to the bathroom badly. So.
Bad, bad.
Very.
Thanks for sharing.
It was almost a bottle type of release.
Oh, wow.
But we finally stopped for gas.
You ran out.
And, oh, I did.
thanks for sharing.
You're welcome.
Speaking of sharing, we're powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Through Sharing Change, MTE members round up their bills to support local nonprofits, and you can learn more at sharingchange.org. You're listening to the Wake Up Crew this morning. Time to get out of bed. Got to get to work. Got to get to school. Still, school's going on. That's right. I noticed that some of the college girls and boys are starting to come home for the summer.
Yeah.
So that increases traffic a little bit, too. So they need to just stay home. Stay out there.
Not as much traffic at the high schools, at least, with all the seniors graduated now.
And finally, tragic news. Johnny Rodriguez died last week. I didn't know if you heard that or not. Country singer.
I did not.
Yeah, he was very popular in the 70s. Our good neighbor of the day. Everyone at FS Cut and Color on South Rutherford, they're the good neighbor of the day for the quality, cleanliness, and professionalism in which they work. It's always fun to talk with their staff. Everyone at FS Cut and Color on South Rutherford will receive flowers from the family over at Ryan Flowers, Coffee and Gifts, and News Radio WGNS.
Well, that's today's good neighbor of the day. You can send in your very own good neighbor by texting the word neighbor to 615-893-1450 or WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor to the ways you can get those in. Same phone number, too, by the way, for the Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club. If you know someone celebrating on this 20th of May, let us know. Well, today is Pick Strawberries Day. So
you've got me yawning. I can't even answer you. Okay, Pick Strawberries Day.
Go out and pick strawberries, or it's National Streaming Day.
Can't you just pick up some strawberries at the store?
Well, maybe you can just do that, and it's pick.
What
picking.
It can. You're picking. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. 6:24 here on the crew.
We're visiting with a resident at Stones River Manor who has her own apartment in independent living. I see you have a whole collection of antique churns. What's the story behind that one?
Bought it at an auction. I told my husband, I said, don't go too high on it, maybe $35. And there was this guy, he kept on bidding. And my husband said, I'm going to get it. I don't care what it costs. And he kept on and he gave $85 for it. That was a lot of money for us back then.
Learn more online at stonesrivermanor.com.
At Heritage South Community Credit Union, you won't find crazy promotions with pages of requirements. You won't find endless phone trees with computer voices. You won't find an out-of-state bank focused on turning a profit. Instead, we help when others won't. We've been doing that for our community since we started in a pencil factory in Shelbyville almost 70 years ago. If you're tired of big banks, it's time to try your local community credit union. Visit heritagesouth.org to learn more. Insured by NCUA.
Access Tennessee News, I'm Will Dudley. The search continues for a missing 12-year-old Clarksville boy, last seen by his father in the Red River. Authorities spent all day Monday searching the river for any sign of the missing child. The Clarksville Police Department closed Billy Dunlop Park and Robert Clark Park Sunday for the search operations. Those parks continue to be closed while emergency crews continue their efforts. It's unclear how today's weather forecast will affect those search operations. Cheatham County Schools back open today following a sudden closure yesterday. The Cheatham County School District posted on social media that schools will be closing early yesterday out of an abundance of caution. This after school leaders say Cheatham Middle School, Kingston Springs Elementary, and West Cheatham Elementary received threatening voicemails overnight. 46-year-old Kenneth Smith of Robertson County was taken into custody for his connection to the incident. Smith was reportedly charged with three counts of mass violence. More news in 30 seconds.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
It's what you desire, don't play with matches, don't play with fire. Yeah.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
A major tech development just across the state line in Arkansas could mean big opportunities for Memphis and West Tennessee residents. WMC-TV says Google has announced plans to build a campus in West Memphis. The multi-billion dollar campus will have 5 data centers, office buildings, and more on property totaling almost 1,200 acres. The campus construction would bring an estimated 300 jobs along with it. A timeline for the development has not been released. Will Nunley, Access Tennessee News.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:27 on the Wake Up Crew. We've got good neighbor events coming up. Yeah. Rewind, another check of the forecast, yeah, and our first look at traffic right here in just a few minutes. But first, we have to have our song of the day because we haven't done that. It's Glenn Campbell week, and yesterday was Wichita Lineman. Today, Rhinestone Cowboy.
Like a rhinestone cowboy, riding out on a horse in a star-spangled rodeo. Like a rhinestone cowboy, getting cards and letters from people I don't even know, and offers coming over the phone.
That was probably his last great hit. He had a few more hits, but that was his last biggest one. We've got 3
that
more songs today.
80s? Was that in 80s?
I think so, yeah. I used to think it was 80s, but it could be the late 70s, but I think it was 80s.
So I know he passed.
Actually, I think it's probably more 70s.
Is
late
it really?
70s, yeah.
I know he passed away, 2 years ago?
I think so, yeah.
Didn't he have some type of?
He had Alzheimer's.
Okay.
Yeah. So
that's sad.
And he kept on performing up until they put him in a home, really. And that was kind of sad to see. But you know what? He couldn't remember lyrics. They put the words up out on the thing where he could read because he couldn't remember the songs, the lyrics. But he could flat play the guitar to the very end.
1975, by the way.
Yeah, okay. That's right. He was a big – his biggest time came from 1967 – to about 75, 76, 77, something like that.
What I'm reading on this, it was not only a huge country album or song, but it was also on the pop charts.
Yeah.
He crossed over quite a bit, actually.
Yeah, he did. A lot of his songs did. He had a great voice. He could sing anything. We were talking about, I promised this, so we're going to do it, movies of the summer. What's coming up this summer for you to watch entertainment wise are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. I've got a lot of paper, so I'm gonna be switching pages on you here a little bit. May 1st, Another Simple Favor is coming to theaters. It's a sequel to A Simple Favor, starring Blake Lively and Anna Kendrick. If you haven't seen A Simple Favor, you need to watch it. It's pretty good.
I don't know that I have.
This is the sequel to it. May 2nd, Thunderbolts. Marvel anti-heroes battling evil.
So these are already out.
Uh-huh. But I'm going through the whole summer for you.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, just where you get a chance to watch them.
Yeah.
Okay. May 16th. Okay. Got a lot of pages. Final Destination, Bloodlines. You know all those Final Destination movies? They're kind of horror. You won't be interested in it.
I think I saw a trailer for that one.
Hurry Up Tomorrow and Sister Midnight. It's a comedy. May 23rd, Lilo and Stitch?
I think Lilo.
Lilo and Stitch. That'll be good for the kiddies. A Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning. Fountain of Youth. Pee-wee as himself. Now, some of these are streaming, and some of these are at the theater. Fear Street, Prom Queen. Prom Queen candidates begin to vanish.
Ooh.
Yeah. Then The Last Rodeo. That ought to be a good one. That's May coming up, and we'll do – okay, we'll just save these till we get to our next segment, okay?
And I know that there's one big one that's coming up sometime soon.
Oh, yeah. Superman. Yeah.
I think that's June. Yeah. We'll find out later.
Well, there you go. Get jumping ahead. All right. Here's today in history.
Turn to turn your security. Get back in time.
All right. 1873, Levi Strauss and Jacob Davis patent the first blue jeans. 1927, at 7:40 a.m., Charles Lindbergh takes off from New York to cross the Atlantic for Paris aboard the Spirit of St. Louis. 1932, Amelia Earhart leaves Newfoundland on her journey to become the first woman to fly solo. 1979, Elton John is the first Western pop star to tour the USSR.
Back in the USSR!
And in 1983, Every Breath You Take, the single released by The Police. It was a song of the year in 1984. The Police featuring Sting. And in 1989, Toots the Cat takes the wheel on Saturday Night Live.
Toots is the driving.
1991, Chicago Bull Michael Jordan named the NBA's MVP. And in 2015, David Letterman, after 33 years, hosts The Late Show with David Letterman for the last time.
He's got a big Netflix hit.
Yeah, he does. What's that, a sit-down thing, one-on-one, isn't it? Something.
Yeah, my next guest needs no introduction because he would always say that.
Yeah, and that's going to do it. 6:33 is our time here on The Crew.
This is CBS Rewind. May 20th, 1967. The Young Rascals hit the top of the singles chart with
Groovin' on a Sunday afternoon.
May 20th, 1994.
I promise that I will lose.
The release of the Western comedy
Maverick,
based on the TV series and starring Mel Gibson.
I don't like being teased.
And the original Maverick,
woman's suffering.
James Garner.
Not a funny thing.
This date in 1993.
Taking your way in the world today.
The final episode of Cheers.
Sorry.
On NBC.
We're closed.
I'm Brandon Brooks.
You disgust me.
And that's Rewind.
Sponsored by Progressive. Progressive is here for all of life's needs, with protection for your home, auto, business, and more. From timely repairs to customizable coverages and payment options, we make it easy. See if you can save at progressive.com.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Mostly cloudy for today. Showers and storms in the area. Highs top out near 85 degrees. Wind south-southwesterly 5 to 15 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Tonight, chance for more showers and storms before midnight, then clearing. Lows drop to 63. And then Wednesday, an abundance of sunshine with highs approaching 80. I'm weatherology meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast.
Right now it's 70.
Good morning out in Bellevue. They were wrapping up that situation where a tree had fallen earlier on 40 eastbound near McCroy Lane. As it starts to get a bit heavier on 24 westbound up through the Antioch area, coming in right now from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County. Looking at the weather radar, you're going to run into some nasty storms down I-40 as you head past Dixon County on into Humphreys County. Hey, Princess Hot Chicken has new items on the menu. Order online today. It's easy at princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
This is Good Neighbor Events with Bart Walker. Brought to you by the law offices of John Day and Americare Pest Control.
I've got pests, bees buzzing, rodents running all through my house, ants chewing wood, and look, there's a mouse. I've overrun with pests, but you're gonna be sure, safe and secure, it's the last rites for those pests. Call the best of the best to get rid of your pests.
893-7111, Americare Services Incorporated. Call us today, 893-7111.
Let's find out what's happening here at home with WGNS Good Neighbor Events. Don't forget the Flags of Remembrance Healing Field right next to First United Methodist Church this weekend. It's the Memorial Day weekend. and the Flags of Remembrance Healing Field is Saturday through Monday. You need to attend the Healing Field. The World Outreach Church is offering their summer day camp, June the 9th through the 13th. To learn more about the summer day camp at World Outreach Church, give them a call. One of the big local topics deals with the immigration policy and arrest being made by ICE. There's a special town hall meeting in Laverne. It'll be this Wednesday, 6 o'clock in the evening, and that's at the Laverne Community Church. Laverne Police Chief Christopher Mays is leading the discussion. Once again, the town hall meeting on immigration arrests and how it impacts us, 6 o'clock in the evening at the Laverne Community Church. The town hall meeting on ICE and immigration is Wednesday night in Laverne. Those are WGNS Good Neighbor events.
You know, everyone has a more. First, it's a pony, then to be on the cheer squad. Your more grows up just like you do, but your more can still carry you away or make you cheer. At First Bank, banking local gets you more. More of our time, more access to local bankers, more flexibility, and more product choices. Because getting more empowered and confident helps you pursue your more that never grows old. First Bank. Bank local. Get more. Member FDIC.
Turn to Turner Security.
Hey, it's Brian Barrett. Here at the radio station, we needed a security solution to keep the staff safe while also giving us some flexibility with guests entering the building. I've tried to find a solution for years, met countless representatives, and they all said it can't be done. That is, until I turned to Turner Security. Not only is it's done right. For your home or business, take it from me. Turner Security is the only place I'd turn.
Turn to Turner Security.
Here's Dr. Craig McCabe at McCabe Vision Center.
The most common cause of sudden, acute, painless vision loss is a stroke to the eyes, and that can involve either an artery or a vein. People that have suffered through this will tell you that it didn't hurt.
He's the eye doctor you hear on the radio.
My father went to him before I did, and we liked him very much.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial, behind SunTrust Bank.
Ascension St. Thomas Heart is the leader in Middle Tennessee for heart care, providing the most advanced options, including heart surgery and transplants. Our nationally recognized cardiac team cares for more adult hearts than anyone in the state, from AFib to heart failure, using minimally invasive options when possible to help shorten recovery, making Ascension St. Thomas Heart your first choice for routine heart care and cardiac emergencies. Schedule a heart screening or find a cardiologist at ascension.org/St. Thomas Heart.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day. Oh, nice guy.
21 before the hour here on The Wake Up Crew. Hope you're having a great morning so far. Just yawn. I like you better when you're just yawning.
Maybe that's over.
You think?
Yeah, I had a cup of that Keurig coffee out there from the...
Well, that's enough to kill you. Okay.
Maybe it is.
You know how old those packs are? Okay, anyway.
Well, they came from my cupboard.
Well, they were old when they were in the cupboard. Let's do our dad joke. You started off yesterday in great fashion with a big five, and it's really... Sometimes that's bad because, you know, there's no way to live up to the rest of the week, but you can always try, I guess. You've been trying for a while.
Speaking of bad... I got fired from my weekend job engraving headstones.
Oh, no.
Misspelled a name. Apparently, you can't make a grave mistake like that.
I'm giving that a 4. It's pretty good. You stumbled a little bit, but...
Well, I was trying to make it conversational.
Yeah.
You know,
I think that was a good point. But
and
you,
I tied it in, you know, like
yeah,
a good segue.
Right, and then you messed up reading it. Okay, well, that's fine.
Well, I didn't want it to appear that I'm reading. You know, I'm just conveying it.
Well, it did appear that you were reading it and you couldn't read it. Okay. Anyway, we're going to give that a 4 here, and it's 6:41.
CBS News brief. 4 days after that mass jailbreak in Louisiana, 6 inmates are still on the run. Police assuring the public.
We're confident this time that we have actionable intelligence on all of those fugitives. And we hope
in the coming days, if not the coming hours, that we have them all apprehended. But we need the public's help.
More tornadoes tore through the nation's midsection yesterday, with at least four confirmed in Nebraska and in Oklahoma, where this longtime resident sits.
This is the first time in 44 years that I had two trees down at one time.
And the National Weather Service says more dangerous weather is in store. Following his latest parlays with the Russian and Ukrainian leaders, President Trump says Pope Leo may have a role in the peace process.
I think maybe that could help some of that anger. So having it at the Vatican would be, in Rome, would be a very, I think it would be a great idea.
But Germany's defense minister says yesterday's phone conversation between President Trump and his Russian counterpart just showed Vladimir Putin doesn't want to end the war. CBS News Brief, I'm Vicki Barker.
Now an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
On Saturday, September 20th, the Rutherford County Area Habitat for Humanity will host its 17th annual Hammer Down for Habitat Poker Run, a 100-mile motorcycle and car ride through scenic Tennessee countryside. Funds raised benefit Habitat for Humanity locally, providing programs for future homeowners who've never owned a home.
These are people who are working and they earn 40 to 80% of the area median income. They would not qualify for a typical home mortgage. Right now they're renting. They are spending more than 50% of their monthly income on housing alone. But they go through a year-long program getting financial literacy, and then they actually are buying their home with an affordable mortgage, and that mortgage will not be more than 30% of their monthly income.
Melissa Cross with Habitat for Humanity. Now, this year's poker run culminates at Hop Springs Brewery in Murfreesboro, where participants will enjoy poker prizes, lunch, and access to the Roots Rendezvous Music Festival. This year's music festival, a special partnership with Roots Rendezvous and Uncle Dave Macon Days, both taking place at Hop Springs September 19th through the 21st. Gloria Christie of Roots Rendezvous.
A lot of people don't realize that Uncle Dave's sister was a classically trained musician. He mimicked a lot of her classic piano pieces and began to translate that into banjo style.
My dog Drita went sick.
Festival attendees can look forward to performances by the Cleverleys, among others, as well as a community service fair highlighting local nonprofits.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
My life was going downhill fast. Everybody was on my case. Now, I kept hoping that life would change real soon. I knew drinking too much messed up my life. A friend suggested I check out AA. It worked. I found myself in an AA group. Finally, I've got my act together. Alcoholics Anonymous. It works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
In retirement, it's all about income. Your money, making money, and you're not spending down your principal. That's the way we do it at Retirement Income Solutions. So if you're spending down your principal, or your money's not making money, keeping you ahead of inflation, check us out today at risolutions.net. risolutions.net. And make sure to join us Saturdays at noon and Sunday afternoons at 1 for Retirement Income Solutions Radio with Nathan Cox and Lindsay Cotter.
Our Heart for Healing honoree is Gordon Ferguson. After more than two decades of dedicated service, Gordon Ferguson, FASHI President and CEO of Ascension St. Thomas Rutherford Hospital, is retiring. Gordon secured an 80-acre campus on Medical Center Parkway with more than 200 beds and the introduction of high acuity programs, including the launch of cardiovascular surgery in 2023. That same year, Ferguson's leadership oversaw the opening of West Lawn Hospital, Tennessee's first neighborhood hospital. Gordon's heart and soul are totally committed to this community, and his impact far exceeds the walls of the hospital. Enjoy your retirement, and thank you, Gordon Ferguson, who receives dinner for two at the fabulous Alley on Main Street restaurant.
If you can dream it, Fair Construction can turn it into reality. Shop local, Fair Construction Company. I'm Ron Hall. Investing in property can be nerve-wracking. It does not have to be. Farrah Construction offers high-quality craftsmanship, quick response, and attention to detail. Our goal is to keep your expenses low while focusing on our attention on high-quality services. I'm Ron Hall. Shop local. Let our family business help you. Farrah Construction Company.
Man on the Street Newsmakers. Brought to you by Old National Bank in Murfreesboro.
Get old. Old National Bank, that is. Old National Bank has the experience and service you need to buy a home, make investments, even online and mobile banking. Old National Bank is in the borough on Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
Old National Bank at 2230 Dr. MLK Jr. Boulevard, which used to be Mercury Boulevard.
Visit us and enjoy warm, homemade cookies at Old National Bank.
Old National Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
How important is end-of-life planning?
I think the biggest thing is don't be afraid to talk to your loved ones about the end of life and the planning. Go ahead and have that conversation now, and then find someone to help you with that.
Should you continue to review and make changes in your estate plan?
Yes, that's one of the most important things, is just once you've got it done and in place, continue to review it, continue to update things, whether it's passwords like we talked about with an inventory list, or whether it's changes in life like a new marriage or a new grandchild. Mm-hmm. I think you should look at those and make sure that your wishes are going to be carried out. It's hard to encourage people to talk about death, right? Because that means that you're going to lose control, right, with the power of attorney.
And that's why it's so important that we encourage our loved ones to make that decision and have that conversation while they're mentally able to have those conversations, because you don't want to wait until they're diagnosed stage 7 of Alzheimer's, wherein they're deemed mentally incompetent or you know, there's a gray area there. That's where it gets really, really scary.
Go ahead and have that conversation now, and then find someone to help you with that. Once you've got it done and in place, continue to review it, continue to update things.
Information you need on end-of-life planning.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Crew. It's 6, what time is it? 6:48, that's right.
That would be correct, sir.
Time to continue our movie guide list coming up. We are
Summer Spectacular.
May 30th. Karate Kid Legends, that ought to be good. Jackie Chan and Ralph Macchio comes 3 years later after Cobra Kai with a new kid, Lee, played by Ben Wang. So that should be a good one. Bring Her Back, The Phoenician Scheme, Ghost Trail, and Tornado. I'll be interested. I think that's from Britain. June 6th, Ballerina. Let's see what that's about. It's a John Wick spinoff.
Ballerina?
Yeah. Hmm. Interesting title.
Yeah.
The Life of Chuck. It's a Stephen King adaptation. The Ritual, Dangerous Animals. And June 12th, Deep Cover. Bryce Dallas Howard plays an improv comedy teacher recruited by an undercover cop for a mission for which she enlists two of her students, Orlando Bloom and Nick Mohammed. That's interesting. June 13th, How to Train Your Dragon. That's, you know, animated. June 17th, Sally. Sally Ride, the first American woman to go to space, is the focus of this new documentary. You'd like that.
Nice, yeah.
Probably get that. June 20th, 28 years later, is what's coming. Wish I had time to tell you about all of these. Bridehard, B-R-I-D-E, hard. Rebel Wilson's a secret agent whose skills come in handy at her friend's wedding.
Probably a comedy.
Comedy. June 27th, F1. Brad Pitt plays the best that never was, F1 driver Sonny Hayes. He's recruited a mentor, a young and up-and-comer, in this high-octane film from Top Gun Maverick filmmaker. Let's see. I'm going to check my time here. July 2nd, Jurassic World Rebirth.
Again?
I think Scarlett Johansson's in that. Don't go like that. I mean, it could be good. Heads of State. Heads of State get a glow up in this action comedy. Idris Elba and John Cena are in it. July 10th, Brick. In this German horror, a couple wakes up to find they're trapped in their apartment.
Ooh.
That's like being on this morning show.
Trapped in the studio.
Superman.
You've got to be kidding. Yes, when?
July 10th.
I'm ready.
And, of course, they put an advertisement in front of this when I'm reading. But everybody's looking for that. Rachel Brosnahan and David Cornsweet. Don't Let's Go to the Dogs Tonight. That's going to be coming up. Tyler Perry's Destination Wedding is going to be on Netflix.
Speaking of dogs, don't forget Crypto.
Crypto makes its debut.
Can't wait for
now
Crypto.
Now they're talking about making a movie just of Crypto.
I'd go.
Smurfs is coming out, a new Smurfs movie.
La, 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 la.
That's
la,
in July.
La, la,
la. Eddington and Unicorns, July 25th, The Fantastic Four, First Steps. That's highly anticipated, and Dalton is really stoked about that one.
So they've got those Superman and Fantastic Four separated by a couple of weeks, I think. There.
Right.
Is the Smurfs, is it an animated thing? It's not like what Neil Patrick Harris did, the live action.
I think it's animated. Yeah.
Okay, good.
Going back to the original. Happy Gilmore 2. I can't wait for that one. See how they've aged. He's got a son in this one. And Julie Bowen, who was in the first one, she's in it. Scooter McGavin, the golfer, his nemesis, he's in it.
They really should put Drew Carey in it. They probably won't. But to keep that Price is Right theme.
That would be a good idea. Man, you ought to be in the movies. You ought to be a producer. And July 30th, that was at the end of this July, Together, with Dave Franco and Alison Brie, play a frighteningly codependent couple in this inventive body horror that had Sundance crowds raving. August, I'll quickly do those. Bad Guys 2, The Naked Gun. Liam Neeson is going to take over the Leslie Nielsen role.
Is he really?
Yeah, it's going to be good. And because he's such a straight actor. Uh-huh. And he's going to play it just exactly like that, you know. So that should be good. Sketch comes out August 6th. It's a horror comedy. And Weapons, August 8th. I'm going to leave it there because you'll be in August. We'll be back in school. So,
You can do some more later if you want.
Yeah, we can. I guess we can. It's Taco Tuesday. I don't know if I can or not.
We'll have time at 7-Eleven.
All right, here's some birthdays. Not a lot today. 1908, Jimmy Stewart, American actor, born in Indiana, Pennsylvania.
Thank you.
1944, Joe Cocker, English rock vocalist, with A Little Help From My Friends.
Oh, baby, how do
just inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Joe
Finally.
Cocker. And 1946, Cher, American singer and actress.
Well, that's true, because you got me, baby, I got you.
And that's Sonny and Cher, and she went on to have a great single career. Tony Stewart was born in 1971, American race car driver. And in 1972, Busta Rhymes, American rapper. His real name is Trevor George Smith.
I think he should have gone with that instead of Busta Rhymes.
He could be T.G. Smith.
Yeah.
And that's a look at celebrity birthdays locally. Shelly Jabavi has a birthday today. Jennifer Kelly Carper. We know Jennifer very well. Jesse Ray Campbell, Catherine Steeles, Les Gray, and Tam Clark. Happy birthday from News Radio WGNS.
Well, those are the names we had coming into the morning, and we'd love for you to add to the list. If you've called already, great. We'll add it and announce it at 8 o'clock. If you haven't had the chance yet, call or text. You've got until 7:30, 615-893-1450. You could win some banana pudding from Slick Pig Barbecue over at 1920 East Main, but you got to be on the list to be in contention.
And we're going to take our last look at the weather here. It's 6:55 on the Wake Up Crew.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Mostly cloudy for today. Showers and storms in the area. Highs top out near 85 degrees. Wind south-southwesterly 5 to 15 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Tonight, chance for more showers and storms before midnight, then clearing. Lows drop to 63. And then Wednesday, an abundance of sunshine with highs approaching 80. I'm weatherology meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 70.
From lift kits to tires, Tire World has the experts and the knowledge to get it done.
This is Gator with Tire World Off-Road. We're your local Rough Country dealer. So when you're ready to add some character to your rig, ask for Gator at Tire World on Memorial Boulevard.
Good morning. Sorry, running slow here on 24 westbound at Walden Road as this traffic volume starts to load up pretty good coming out of Rutherford County, headed towards Nashville through the Antioch area. Still a little bit slow where that tree has fallen earlier out in West Nashville, Bellevue area, 40 eastbound in McCroy Lane. Keep that in mind coming in from Dixon County this morning. Still a little bit of a slowdown in that area there through Bellevue. Hey, when you need dependable towing in Middle Tennessee for a car, big truck, call STR Towing and Recovery, STRtow.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Dozens of vendors.
One local tradition.
Plump, juicy tomatoes.
The Farmer's Market. Every Tuesday and Friday, 7 a.m. to 1.
Pick fresh this morning.
At Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro.
Farm fresh eggs.
At 315 John R. Rice Boulevard.
50 years strong. Come see why.
Are you shopping for lights?
We got it!
Doors?
We got it.
Flooring?
We got it.
Furniture?
We got it. Here at the Habitat Restore. 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Remember, we got it today, but it may be gone tomorrow.
Find it at the Restore, yeah.
We got it at the Habitat Restore.
The Habitat Restore at 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Play an old guitar, nine half past one. Trying to make a living while everybody else is having fun.
Don't just go to any barber, go to the singing barber, Charlie Pitts. Get a great haircut and entertainment too. That's Charlie Pitts, 2528 Las Casas Pike. Phone 615-785-0966. That's Charlie Pitts.
Mercy. So when you star in a film like Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning, stuff happens. You know, like...
the set being interrupted by the presence of a polar bear.
What? Haley Atwell on CBS Morning. She stars with Tom Cruise in the movie along with some random 900-pound animal.
The thing with polar bears, they're so deceptively cute.
Sure they are, before they eat you. Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning is out Friday.
Hey, who's got my hat?
Maybe Conan O'Brien. Yep, he's joined the cast of Toy Story 5, making the announcement on Instagram.
Then they showed me this new character, Smarty Pants. It's the best character of them all.
Smarty Pants, that's very on brand. Toy Story 5 is out next year. For CBS Entertainment, I'm Matt Wolf.
And now, a no-frills ad brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Here it is. You could save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive. That's it. See? Just a good old-fashioned, straightforward ad. See if you could save at Progressive.com.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's 6:58, and we are glad that you're listening to us this morning. Don't be that way. We are glad.
Yes, we are.
We need all the help we can get on this show.
Oh, boy, don't we.
Everyone at FS Cut and Color on South Rutherford are today's good neighbors of the day for the quality, cleanliness, and professionalism in which they work. It's always fun to talk with their staff, and everyone at FS Cut and Color will receive flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS.
Well, congrats to the staff over there, and help us out. We need you. Because it's listener-driven, this good neighbor of the day. You send them in, we put them on the air. It's that simple. How do you do that? Text NEIGHBOR to 615-893-1450 or go to WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor. If you text us, you'll get a reply. It's that same web link, similar enough. It's got that web form that's on the website, too. You fill it out, name, address, phone number, sentence, why. You'll get information back, and that's how you can take care of it. And Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club, don't forget to get those into us this morning as well.
And we're going to stand by with the news, the longest-running news broadcast in the history of mankind. It's 7 o'clock.
Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded.
The Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, flagship station for MTSU sports. Courthouse clock time, 7 o'clock.
Tornado destruction.
Everything's all right. We're still alive.
New air control outage.
It may be a while. They lost the radar frequencies again.
Investigating brazen breakout.
This massive jailbreak should never have happened.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, just days after tornadoes caused death and destruction in Kentucky and Missouri, Parts of Oklahoma were in the bullseye as a new line of destructive weather rolled through.
It just got dark really quick. Weather moved in, rain started kind of coming sideways, and wind picked up really, really fast.
Here's CBS's Rob Marciano.
Homes turned inside out and large vehicles upended amid a sea of debris. A dangerous storm system tearing through the region and prompting warnings across the state Monday.
May is sort of that climatological peak where we see the most active southern plains season for tornadoes.
Sean Wogg is a research scientist with NOAA's National Severe Storms Laboratory. The mayor of hard-hit St. Louis admitted that the city's tornado warning system was not used during the storm because of human error.
A button wasn't pushed and the sirens were not deployed.
Five people in the area were killed and dozens injured.
There was a failure. A human failure, a failure in protocol to let the community know that there was a massive weather event.
There's word of a fourth known system outage in less than a month at the air traffic control that handles flights at Newark Airport. CBS's Chris Van Cleve has details.
The sky was full of planes when this brief outage hit. Now, the FAA says it lasted just 2 seconds, but a source familiar said it took about a minute for things to fully come back online. The disruption prompted controllers at the airport to hold departing flights for a time at Newark, while other controllers warned flights they may not be able to communicate with the planes in the air.
Just be advised, we may be having a frequency outage. It may be a while. They lost the radar and frequencies again.
Now, the FAA says all flights that were in the air stayed a safe distance apart.
A member of Congress is facing charges after a showdown outside an immigration detention center. CBS's Michael Toscano.
The acting U.S. attorney for New Jersey, Alina Haba, says Democratic U.S. Representative LaMonica McIver is charged with assaulting a federal officer. It stems from a May 9th scuffle outside an immigration detention center in Newark being visited by members of New Jersey's congressional delegation.
The congresswoman will be vindicated.
Newark Mayor Ross Baraka.
Everybody can see those videos. They'll see the whole thing, and it'll be clear to me, and it'll be clear to her in court.
A federal trespassing charge against Mayor Baraka from that incident was dismissed by Haba.
The U.S. Supreme Court is allowing the Trump administration to strip legal protections from 350,000 Venezuelans, potentially exposing them to deportation. Correspondent Manuel Bajorquez.
While the Supreme Court decision potentially allows the administration to move forward with deportations, the justices also appear to signal that Venezuelans who had received their legal documentation before President Trump ended the program could sue to fight their removal.
Now to Louisiana and the intense manhunt for six inmates still on the loose after 10 escaped from a New Orleans jail last week. CBS's Katie Weiss.
4 days after a brazen jailbreak in New Orleans, Louisiana State Police announcing the arrest of Gary C. Price, bringing the total to 4 apprehensions so far. 6 remain on the run. New surveillance video with facial recognition shows 2 inmates, including Kendall Miles, walking down tourist Central Bourbon Street hours after breaking free. Miles was arrested roughly an hour later.
We need those cameras.
Attorney General Liz Merle supports the cameras, managed between state police and a nonprofit called Project NOLA.
Those cameras are enormously beneficial tools, and I think you can see in the reality of that.
But the ACLU claims the cameras lack oversight and raise civil rights concerns.
4 minutes after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Ukraine's President Zelensky today accused Russia of trying to buy time to continue its war After phone calls with Zelensky and Vladimir Putin yesterday, President Trump said the two countries will immediately begin ceasefire talks, but offered no specifics. Former CBS News Moscow bureau chief Beth Noble.
President Putin, for his part, said Russia was willing to propose and work with Ukraine on a memorandum outlining the framework for a possible future peace treaty. If these ceasefire negotiations really happen, it would be the furthest that a peace process for Ukraine has progressed in the more than 3 years since the war started.
In a new timeline released by investigators, there's where the tall Mexican Navy ship that hit the Brooklyn Bridge was underway for less than 5 minutes before its masts hit the span, and a distress call was sent out just 45 seconds before the deadly collision. A retired four-star admiral who served as the Navy's second highest-ranking officer has been convicted on corruption charges. The Justice Department says Robert Burke ordered staff to award a big-money contract to a company that hired him after he retired from the Navy. CBS's Jerika Duncan has the latest now on testimony at the Sean Combs sex trafficking trial.
We heard from Dawn Richard. She's known Combs since 2004 when she was in a group he created, and she testified that she had seen many times the abuse that he inflicted on Cassie Ventura. We're expected to hear from more witnesses, including Cassie Ventura's mother, Regina Ventura, along with other people who were associated with Combs.
General Motors says it's going to stop shipping a small number of U.S.-made vehicles to China because of tariffs. And Toyota is warning that tariffs stand to make vehicles too expensive for many Americans.
Toyota has communicated that message to the administration, says North America Chief Operating Officer Mark Templin. That's why he believes a solution will be trade deals. The alternative would be very costly.
A 25% tariff on all imported vehicles is not sustainable longer term without significant price increases.
Templin, speaking at Toyota's North American headquarters, says his company will continue to invest in the U.S. Jeff Gilbert, CBS News, Plano, Texas.
The U.S. Postal Service is investigating the discovery of 12,000 chicks that were left on a USPS truck for more than 3 days at a Delaware mail distribution center. Thousands of the young birds died. The Postal Service calls it a process breakdown. Time on the roundup, 8 past the hour.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy 3 times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-230-2777. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
Now you're up to date on the latest national news. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News Radio. More local news, traffic, weather, and fun continues with the Wake Up Crew here on News Radio WGNS.
Thanks so much, Steve Kathan. We've got more news straight ahead throughout the morning here at WGNS, including a check of traffic and weather together coming up for you now. And this update is brought to you by locally owned and operated Toots Good Food and Fun.
When we started our flagship restaurant on Broad Street, who would have known we'd have grown and touched each four corners of Rutherford County? Now we have locations in South Murfreesboro, Smyrna, West Murfreesboro, and the original on 860 Northwest Broad Street.
Swing by one of our four locations after a game for some good food and fun.
Thank you, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Rutherford County.
Thank you to our patrons and customers.
Thank you.
Toots. Good food and fun.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Mostly cloudy for today. Showers and storms in the area. Highs top out near 85 degrees. Wind south-southwesterly 5 to 15 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Tonight, chance for more showers and storms before midnight, then clearing. Lows drop to 63. And then Wednesday, an abundance of sunshine with highs approaching 80. I'm other allergy meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 70.
We're excited to announce that Capstar Bank is now officially a division of Old National Bank. Old National Bank in Murfreesboro at 2230 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Old National Bank, ready to serve you.
Old National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Good morning. Starting to build a little bit more with that traffic volume on 24 westbound. Coming in right now from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County, up through the Antioch area. It's also picked up with traffic volume on Vietnam Vets westbound through Hendersonville, leaving Sumner County, headed towards Nashville, up by Conference Drive. Further west you travel on I-40 west of Nashville, you're going to run into some storms out in certain parts of Hickman County and Dixon County this morning. Be careful. Hey, if you recently suffered hail or storm damage to your roof, now your roof is leaking, call Independent Roofing Specialist. Check out irsroofs.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
That brisket came from your cow, right?
Yep, raised her, named her, thanked her, and now she's dinner.
Rutherford County Farmers Market. There's something fresh every week. Tuesdays and Fridays, 7 to 1, at Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro on John R. Rice Boulevard.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
In 2018, a crack radio team was formed in the studios of WGNS. These men promptly became the top voices of morning talk radio in Rutherford County. Your morning drive needs entertainment, information, and a good laugh. That's why we have the Wake Up Crew.
Yeah, that's us, the A-Team. We're here to save the day.
I pretty fool.
Did that say a crack radio team or a cracked? Like we're
a crack, like a top notch.
I think cracked, ED, crack, ED. I think that's more appropriate. But
man, you're really down. Ever since you got over that yawning attack, you've become bitter.
Bitter?
I don't know. Did you get enough sleep this morning?
No. This is not a week for sleep.
Why not?
Well, spring fling, radio shows.
Do you ever do so many games that you go, oh, I'm just tired?
Yes.
You know, but we haven't. We haven't really started yet. I mean,
well, I'm just anticipating.
Oh, well, don't be that way. Look forward to it. It's exciting time.
It is.
Then we'll be through and I won't have to see you except on the mornings until August. We need to talk. You know, football season's approaching.
I know. I'm so glad you're coming back for your
28th
season.
I didn't
say
that. I'm coming back in a, I'll just announce it right here on the air. I'm coming back in a very limited way.
So 15 of the 18 games?
No.
Yeah, 15 games.
No.
That's not bad.
I'm going to produce a studio show, a pregame show here in the studio.
Well, how can you do that and be at the game too?
I'm not. Oh, that was funny, wasn't it?
Not really.
I've got to get permission, though, from WGNS whether I can have a pregame show.
No.
Wow. You're just the station manager. You're not the head honcho.
No.
Those steps are getting longer and longer, dude.
I bought a pulley. So you just hold on. We'll have a little basket.
Can't we just have a lift up to every one of them?
Well, that's what we got. We've got a basket. It's like the basket that's on a hot air balloon. And we've got a pulley system. And me and Rod are going to go up there at the top. And we're going to pull.
Who's pulling Rod up?
Oh, he can still do that.
If we didn't have so much. If you could just hire somebody to carry all the equipment up there. And I don't have to show up till about 10 minutes before the game. Then I would be really, that would really make a big difference.
10 minutes before the game.
Okay. Well, you could do the pregame show.
I've never done that.
Here we are negotiating on the air. Isn't this cool?
I do want to have somebody carry the equipment. It's getting heavier and heavier for me.
I'm telling you. I'm thinking the video guy.
Yeah.
Can he carry the whole thing?
Well, make more than one trip.
Oh, yeah, and set everything up for us.
I like it. I like the way you're thinking.
He gets there. What time? Let's say the game starts at 7:30. We go on the pregame show at 6:30, right? Starts at 7.
7. 6:30.
Pregame 6:30. Mm-hmm. He gets there at 5:15.
Sets it all up.
Sets it all up, and you come in. You and I come in at our normal time with nothing on our shoulders or anything.
I'll have my backpack. I'm sure you will, too.
Well, if I go, I'm still negotiating. I'm going to negotiate a limited edition. You know, it's kind of like Joe Simpson on the Braves. He doesn't do, you know, he just does a certain amount of games now. He doesn't do all of them.
He does home games. You could do all home games. Well, all Rutherford County games.
No, that won't work, Brian.
That'll get the 15 of the 18, though.
I'm thinking do it geographically. Everything on my side of town I'll do, and then Rod will do everything on his side of town.
Well, let's see. We are the Riverdale-Blackman-Rockvale Network then, right? That'll get it all on your side of town.
That would be it, yeah. Yeah, I like that.
So we'll just do all of those games.
No. No. I barely have knees, man. I can't hardly walk.
We've already fixed the equipment thing.
We have? Oh.
You just walk up the steps.
That's not definite yet. And if the poor guy messes up one thing and forgets something, you'll fire him, and then it'll be over.
So. I can make that happen, though.
That would be nice.
Yeah. That's the thing that I do dread about it, too.
I mean, our average age is like 59, and you bring it down.
Oh, no, it's higher than that.
Yeah, you bring it down. I forgot you're not 40 anymore. Yeah. You're 50, aren't you?
Yeah. 70, so that's why, I mean, we've
76.
We got to be in the 70, 60s average. 40,
200. What's 3 divided by 200?
Oh, gosh.
60.
Let's see. 200?
200 divided by, I'm just guessing here, 200.
66.66.
That's our average age. Yeah, it would be nice to get equipment guy.
Yeah. All right, so let's see. If we do 200 and, let's say, 218 divided by 4, get us a spry 18-year-old, that takes us down to 54 and a half.
There you go.
See, look, that'll help the average.
Yeah. Oh, Mike is not listening. He's probably quitting. He's probably on his way up to the studio right now to tell us he's done.
Oh, mercy. Yeah. I got to go through those equipment bags once the season's over.
What did you do to the gray one? Man, it is so heavy.
It's got that big, heavy backup battery that we were using with the camera. I probably need to take that out.
I think you need to be more innovative about how you pack it, you know, how you put things in. Find some bags at work and, you know, the Comrex, I know you're sensitive about that. But that metal, there's no way to carry that gray thing comfortably up steps.
No, but you do know that thing probably is 25 years old.
It's a toolbox.
Well, but it keeps the Comrex protected.
Well, put some foam around it. You can put it in anything. Put some, you know, what do you call it?
You should see what they sell to go with those to carry them. They're big, heavy, thick plastic with foam stuff inside.
Don't they make
inside.
Them smaller now, though? Why don't you go out and buy a new Comrex? Come on, give it the program.
Hey, we can't have it all.
Well, I know.
Either we pay somebody $4 an hour, or we buy a $20,000 piece of equipment.
That's what I'm going to miss if I go limited football. I mean, the games, the money. It's just so much. I mean, it's just...
Oh, I didn't tell you that you're going to have to take part of your $20 to pay that kid to come
up. Oh, yeah.
But you've already agreed to it, so...
No, I haven't agreed to anything.
I think you have. Song of the day, Glenn Campbell. Rhinestone Cowboy.
Like a rhinestone cowboy.
So Taco Tuesday is coming up. We're going to talk about steakhouses here in just a second.
This is News Radio WGNS. Prime Time Sports.
Sponsored by the law offices of John Day.
From the Fox Sports studios in Los Angeles. Here's Steve DeSager.
Arizona beat the Dodgers in L.A. 9-5. The Diamondbacks led 7-0 in the third. Shohei Ohtani did hit his 17th homer of the season. That leads the majors. The Phillies' Kyle Schwarber hit his 16th of the year. Philadelphia with a comeback win at Colorado 9-3. Kansas City and the Angels with road wins. Seattle as well. The Cleveland at Minnesota game was suspended by rain after three innings. They hope to continue it, weather permitting, on Tuesday. Milwaukee with a run in the bottom of the eighth edged Baltimore 5-4. The Orioles have lost 7 in a row. Victories for Houston and St. Louis. Wins for Boston and Miami. Cincinnati won its fifth straight 7-1 at Pittsburgh. The Philadelphia Eagles gave coach Nick Sirianni a contract extension. The 49ers gave linebacker Fred Warner a 3-year extension. Browns quarterback Shedeur Sanders signed his rookie contract. And in the WNBA, Seattle won at Dallas.
This is a paid legal ad.
Hi, this is John Day of the Law Offices of John Day. I've lived and worked as a lawyer in Middle Tennessee for over 30 years, and to me, every single day has been an honor. That's why our firm is so involved with community programs like bicycle helmet giveaways and our Safe Ride Home program. At the Law Offices of John Day, we're not just looking to make donations. We want to make a difference in the community we hold so dear. And if you're ever injured, know that we are here for you, too.
At the Garden Patch Thrift Shop on Spring Street, we believe in more than just great deals. Every purchase you make helps Greenhouse Ministry serve over 70 families a day, offering hope and changing lives in our community. From name brand clothing to household items or even large appliances, you'll find everything you need at prices that will fit your budget. Plus, 100% of the proceeds go back to the ministry. Visit the Garden Patch Thrift Shop today across from the tall NHC building in downtown Murfreesboro, where shopping changes lives.
WGNS.
Our family at Demas's Restaurant are proud to support local emergency responders who put their lives on the line for our community each and every day. This is Peter Demas, and here is this week's Demas's Emergency Responder of the Week.
Congratulations to Smyrna Fire Department's Assistant Fire Chief Cameron Phelps. The Commission on Professional Credentialing has awarded him the professional designation of Chief Fire Officer. Following an extensive peer review process, this designation recognizes that he has achieved excellence in 7 measured areas. Congratulations, Smyrna Fire Department's Assistant Fire Chief, Cameron Phelps.
When you see a firefighter, police officer, paramedic, or telecommunicator going the extra mile, let WGNS know, and we at Demas's Restaurant will salute them as the Emergency Responder of the Week.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Back on the Wake Up Crew from News Radio WGNS on a Taco Tuesday. So on this Taco Tuesday, we're going to talk about some of the best steakhouses in the area.
Yeah, and they're not in any order.
Okay.
Because I think if they weren't on a list, I mean, they're on this list, so they're pretty good.
Okay.
4 or above. Okay.
All right.
And I haven't been to a lot of these.
Really?
Not the new ones. But Chop House, that's a go-to.
Yeah. Chop House is... they've got a good reputation. Food's usually really good there.
And
good baked potatoes, I hear.
Yeah, they do. And they have good steak. They have good seafood, too.
Mm-hmm.
The Alley on Main, that's one of Dalton's favorites.
Yeah. They've got some really killer gravy, of all things.
Yeah, it's got a warm vibe, it says.
Mm-hmm. I would agree with that.
And I haven't gone in a long time, but I'm hoping you'll take me sometime.
I really like their salad dressings there. They're all homemade.
Yeah. That gravy, though, to die for.
It is great.
Outback Steakhouse is ranked in there on Old Ford Parkway. A little hard to get to.
It is.
It's the only thing I don't object to it. But, boy, they used to have the best crab legs. They don't make them anymore, but they used to have the best crab legs you'd ever put in your mouth. Easy to get to. They cut them up for you. They split the crab and... there it was.
Really?
Oh, they were good.
That's the best.
Another good one's Longhorn Steakhouse, and I have been there. I love their broccoli. Try their broccoli. It's a little different.
Is it?
It's got a little different pizzazz to it. It's really good.
Did they put? Is that the one that has kind of a citrusy taste to it? You know, maybe like sweet or something.
Yeah,
like that?
A little bit. Something like that. They have a good Rocky Mountain Chicken. Or Rocky Top Chicken. I can't remember the name of it. Mm. It's not on the menu. You have to order that.
Really?
Special.
That's a secret menu, huh?
Yeah. Steakhouse 5, I've never been there. I know a lot of people that have. They really love it. It's on Medical Center Parkway. Parthenon. You know, I don't think about the Parthenon much anymore. It's on Church Street. It moved across the street. But it's Greek. It's got a Greek twist to it. So.
There was... a time for several years we had the radio station Christmas party there back in the 90s.
Yeah,
you remember
that
in the old place?
Y'all had parties?
Yeah.
Here at the radio station? I mean, went out? We had something on the square one time, didn't we?
Maybe.
I can't remember. I don't know. It's not in business anymore. But
Maple Street Grill when it was on the square. I think,
really?
I think that was it.
It was closed. They closed it for us or something.
Mm-hmm.
This place I'm thinking about.
Maybe.
Firebirds wood fried a fired grill. That's hard to say. Firebirds wood fired grill. It's on Medical Center Parkway.
Yeah, I hear they've got some really good stuff.
Man, they're always packed. Yeah. Here's one that I personally love. This is my favorite of all of them, but I love them all. But mm-hmm. this is the one, my go-to, because the kids love it. Texas Roadhouse.
Oh, yeah.
Texas theme steakhouse chain. Only thing, they open at 3. They don't open for lunch. And it's hard to get in there. That place is packed. They kind of stuck.
Don't they open for lunch on the weekends, though? I think so.
Yeah. They used to open that. They're in the old Corky's building, aren't they? Corky's uh-huh. Barbecue. And, boy, that parking can be rough, but boy, it's worth going.
Their rolls are absolutely great.
The Wasabi Japanese Steakhouse. You ever been there?
I haven't been there. I've heard people who have, and they really enjoy it.
A little cheaper too, just a little
Is it?
Bit.
Well,
yeah,
that's good to know.
Primrose Table. They open at 4:30 every day. That's over in the Memorial Shopping Center down there, wasn't it? Isn't it?
I believe that's
yeah.
right.
And let me see if there's anybody else. Demas's. We forget about Demas's. They have a great steak. Very affordable.
My wife always gets, and she loves this from there, the sirloin steak sandwich.
I've had that. That's really good, yeah.
She won't get any. I mean, we've gone numerous times, and that's all she gets. She doesn't try anything else.
I used to get the steak. I've gone to their half chicken. I just love the spices on that chicken for some reason. They have good baked potatoes,
mm-hmm.
good rolls, so it's a good place.
Their chicken soup, good for the soul.
Miller's L House. I'm gonna have to hurry a little bit. BJ's Restaurant and Brew House. I've been there.
I love that place. Yeah. They've got a Parmesan chicken, encrusted chicken that's absolutely great.
They have a lot on their menu too.
Yeah, it's huge.
Miller's Ale House.
It's really good. We've been there a time or two.
Miller's Ale House?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, okay. I thought you were still talking about it. Okay. Yeah, it's on 04 Parkway. Red Lobster. Do we think about Red Lobster for steak? Well, I guess we do.
Well.
Now we're getting into some other restaurants, Farmers, Bonefish Grill, so we won't go there. But those are the top in our area anyway. And let's not forget Legends, which we don't have one in Murfreesboro, but we have one in Smyrna, and it is delicious. And their salad bar, you say, is back.
Yes, salad bar is great. It's they have really good chop steak there. I prefer their chop steak because you can get it with barbecue sauce and onions.
One more in here real quick. Five Senses.
Very good. Best steakhouses on Taco Tuesday.
Hi, this is Stan with Parks Auction Company, and by now you've probably heard our commercials and know that we are committed to helping you increase your investments. Call 896-4600 to set an appointment with me or one of my team members. That's 896-4600. Parks Auction Company, we handle everything.
If your job situation is changing because of layoffs or restructuring, you may have to make several decisions. One important decision may be what to do with your retirement plan. Make sure your retirement stays on track. I'm Lee Colvin, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, and I'd like to help. Stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard or give us a call at 615-907-7056 for a face-to-face appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
We're talking with Ramona Ewald at the Villages of Murfreesboro. Why did you select the Villages?
When my husband died, my son called me and wanted me to come and live here. My oldest son lives here with my two grandchildren and my four great-grandchildren, and he's a wonderful blessing to me.
This is Shanda McDaniel, the Community Relations Director at the Villages of Murfreesboro. Come see us, the Villages of Murfreesboro. We're near the Avenue on Willow Oak Trail.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart. And as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
Need a new set of tires? Head to Tire World, where you can buy now, pay later. Ask your Tire World experts in Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Laverne about their financing options.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
Get the Bridgestone-affiliated retailer credit card.
The Wake Up Crew,
WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
7:30, Tuesday morning, May 20th, episode 1661 of the Wake Up Crew.
Oh, I'm sorry. Excuse me.
No problem. I kind of messed you up anyway.
Shelly Jababi. Jababi. I knew I'd mess that up. Jennifer Kelly Carper, Jesse Ray Campbell, Catherine Steele, Les Gray, and Tam Clark all have birthdays today, and happy birthday from the Big G.
Well, those are the names we had coming into the morning. If you've called or text already, hey, we've got those. We'll announce them coming up here at the top of the hour. If you haven't done so, now's the time to get your birthdays and anniversaries in. Last call for the Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club. You could win some banana pudding now, so get them on the list.
For more than 30 years, my team and I have worked hard to help injured people throughout Middle Tennessee. If you've been injured, call the law offices of John Day for a free consultation. Learn more at johndaylegal.com.
7:31 our time, time for traffic and weather together.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Mostly cloudy for today, showers and storms in the area. Highs top out near 85 degrees. Wind south-southwesterly 5 to 15 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Tonight, chance for more showers and storms before midnight, then clearing. Lows drop to 63. And then Wednesday, an abundance of sunshine with highs approaching 80. I'm weatherology meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast.
Right now it's 71.
Good morning. Still a bit slow go over here on 40 westbound at Briley Parkway in the Donaldson area as they clean up this accident. It's gotten heavier on 24 westbound up through Antioch, passing Haywood Lane with all that traffic coming in from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County. As you leave Wilson County, that's cranking up pretty good westbound on I-40 headed on over in and through the Hermitage area. When you need dependable towing in Middle Tennessee, no matter what county, call STR Towing and Recovery. Check them out first at STR Towing. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Now, an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
Middle Tennessee State University graduate Reggie Polk has earned statewide recognition for his thriving construction firm. Named Tennessee Small Business Administration Person of the Year, Polk was honored in Washington, D.C. during National Small Business Week. His company, Polk & Associates Construction Incorporated, is part of the Tennessee Builders Alliance, leading the $2 billion NFL Titans Stadium project. Polk says the award reflects his team's hard work and their commitment to growth. Also in Rutherford County, gearing up for the 43rd International Folk Fest, running June 7th through 14th. Hosted by the Cripple Creek Cloggers, the festival welcomes dance troupes from Poland, Puerto Rico, and other parts of the world. A special guest from the Polish embassy will also be in attendance, celebrating the cultural exchange. Local evening performances are set for June 11th at Hop Springs, June 12th at Cedar Glade Brews, and the festival finale June 13th in downtown Smyrna. Finally, Rutherford County Paws is hoping to find a forever home for Lena, a 10-year-old pit bull mix who has been at the shelter since December. Volunteers say Lena is gentle, laid back, and beloved by all. If you're looking for a loyal companion, check the adoption section of the Paws website. We've also got a really cool video as we talk about Lena, and our guest from Rutherford County Paws elaborate on that. Check out the story at WGNSradio.com. And for more stories, be sure to head to our website there. I'm Brian Barrett, and this has been an update on 101.9, 100.5, WGNS, and WGNSradio.com.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Shopping for your DIY projects, odds are at the Habitat Restore.
We got it.
If you have a painting project going on, we have plenty of paint supplies. Come see us here at the Habitat Restore.
Find it at the Restore.
If you need batteries, come to the Restore.
We got it at the Habitat Restore.
850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Remember, we got it today at the Habitat Restore, but it may be gone tomorrow.
We got it, yeah.
At Heritage South Community Credit Union, you won't find crazy promotions with pages of requirements. You won't find endless phone trees with computer voices. You won't find an out-of-state bank focused on turning a profit. Instead, we help when others won't. We've been doing that for our community since we started in a pencil factory in Shelbyville almost 70 years ago. If you're tired of big banks, it's time to try your local community credit union. Visit heritagesouth.org to learn more. Insured by NCUA.
For nearly 15 years, Branches has been the place to go to find help for mental, behavioral, and emotional needs. Branches is also a place to turn for wellness. Branches weight loss, wellness care, and med management are important components in the overall ministry and message that Branches has to the Good Neighbor community. Go to BranchesCounselingCenter.com or call 615-904-7170.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Our time, 7:35. It's a Tuesday, so you know what that means. It's Taco Tuesday, part two.
It's Taco, Taco, Taco Tuesday. Taco, Taco, Taco Tuesday. Taco, Taco, Taco.
So your snack food report is coming up. Just a few minutes ago, John, we were talking about the best steakhouses on Taco Tuesday, and I ran across this. There is a place in Texas that's called the Big Texan Steak Ranch. It's in Amarillo. And here is the challenge. You will get a free $72 meal if you eat an entire 72-ounce steak plus sides in 1 hour. So it's free if you do it in under 1 hour. Or it's not. And you have to pay $72. You get your name, get your picture up on a wall and all that kind of thing. You're in the big 72 club.
Could you do that, do you think?
I don't think so. Because here's what you have to eat. Not only the 72-ounce steak, you have to eat a baked potato, loaded, shrimp cocktail, a salad, and at least one roll.
Wow.
In an hour. You get an hour to do it. I watched a video of some of these guys trying to do it, and you can see them breaking out in sweats, you know, just trying to get down the last part of it. So it's either free
if
you do it.
Well, imagine what a 72-ounce steak looks like in your mind, because you can get a 10-ounce ribeye. You know what size they are. Well, you double that. I mean, you triple, seven times that. Wow.
So if you say, I'm going to take the challenge, they take you over to a special table, and they live stream every time somebody tries to do it, this restaurant. So it's a pretty cool little...
Has anybody done it yet?
Yeah. Yeah. They've got pictures all over the walls.
Oh. Well, maybe we could do it.
I don't...
Think you'd wimp out.
You know, you look at me and you would think differently. But ever since I took a challenge when I was a kid at Mr. Gaddy's, I've never done anything like that again.
What was it at Mr. Gaddy's?
We were going to see how, because it was a buffet, right? We're going to see how many pieces of pizza that we could eat and try to win. Well, I ate 15 pieces of pizza. I didn't win, and I threw up.
Hmm.
So, I was like,
but you can eat
13,
a large,
14.
You can eat a large serve pizza.
Yeah, that's different.
How's it different? Oh, you, well.
I can't eat it all at once.
Yeah.
But man, I'm telling you, here's the secret to that. I eat the ones on the outside when it's fresh. And then the ones that are on the inside, put them in the air fryer the next day. Man, can't beat it.
72 ounces.
I don't think I could do it.
I could have when I was younger, but I don't know that I could now.
And especially, they get you, you have to eat the carbs too with the baked potato and the salad and the roll. So, but anyway. How about some snack food stuff?
Well, sure.
Now, it's the Snack Food Report on the Wake Up Crew. Here's national correspondent Dalton Barrett.
Well, I'm international correspondent Brian Barrett.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
We've gone up.
Let's see. Cold Stone Creamery, they have a new Nutter Butter ice cream that's got Nutter Butter pieces in it, and a birthday cake Oreo. Let's see, Retro Sours, new candies that are out in raspberry, watermelon, passion fruit, and red apple. I think Dalton touched on this last week a little bit, but now returning and favorite coffee creamers and cold foams out there. And Coffee Mate actually has the mixture for dirty soda. That really became popular when Sonic had the dirty sodas and people really loved them. And now you can get Coffee Mate dirty soda for Orange Crush, and Dr. Pepper. I'm pretty sure he did mention that. New Frosty Fusions, Caramel Crunch, Brownie Frosty Fusion, Strawberry Frosty Fusion, Chocolate Strawberry Frosty Fusion. Yes.
Okay. They've really come a long way from chocolate and vanilla.
Yep. Yep. Now you can mix it all up. And I guess that's it for our snack food report today.
From international correspondent Brian Barrett.
That's me. This is a paid legal ad.
You've probably heard it a million times. If you're injured, call a lawyer. And you probably haven't because you don't know how much it will cost, how long it will take, or even if you have a case. At the law offices of John Day, we provide a free initial consultation because we understand that folks don't want to pay a lawyer only to find out they don't have a case. If you think we can help, we do so on a contingency basis, which means we only get paid if you do. Seriously injured? Call me, John Day.
First Shot, growing in Christ with life and athletic skills.
So we teach God's word at everything we do to implant it in them so that they understand that the only way to get through the world is with God on their side.
First Shot founder and executive director, Andy Herzer.
Our focus is on our inner city here at Patterson Park.
From academics to athletics, First Shot's focus is toward building a stronger, more courageous spirit to face opportunities and obstacles that our youth confront every day. To find out more about First Shot, go to firstshottn.org.
Hi, this is Trevor from Bell Jewelers. If you inherited some gold from your relatives and you don't know what to do with it, bring it by Bell Jewelers. We offer to buy gold, or you could also use that for a custom piece that you can work with two of our master goldsmiths in-house to come up with a special idea for you. A custom piece can take anywhere from a week all the way up to 8 weeks, depending on how intricate it is. Come on by Bell Jewelers, 821 Northwest Broad Street, across from Toots.
Life changes, then it changes again. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. A job loss, change in health, or loss of a loved one can have a big impact on your family's financial security. Let's work together to help make sure that you're equipped for life's unexpected events. Stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard, or give us a call at 615-907-7056 for an appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
About time to say goodbye here on the Wake Up Crew for Tuesday morning. Hope you're up and at 'em and ready to go. Tackle today. We're powered by Middle Tennessee Electric, who has delivered reliable service and peace of mind for nearly 90 years. Manage your account at MTE.com, or better yet, download the My MTE app. You can even pay your bills right there. Report outages. Cool app. My MTE. Just search for it in the App Store. Saying good morning to everybody over at FS Cut and Color, South Rutherford Boulevard. They're today's good neighbors of the day for the quality, cleanliness, and professionalism in which they work. It's a fun place to talk with their staff, and everybody is just cool as a cucumber out there. FS Cut and Color on South Rutherford receiving flowers today from Jenny Harrison and our friends at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts, along with News Radio WGNS, today's good neighbor of the day. Who will tomorrow's good neighbor of the day be? I don't know yet. It could be the person that you send in. Text neighbor to 615-893-1450, NEIGHBOR. When you do that, you'll wait like a half a second. You'll get a reply from us, and there'll be a link there. Tap on that link, and it'll open up in your web browser. First thing, if you'll save that as one of your favorites in your web browser, you can go back to it all the time. Or you can just remember to text neighbor, however you want to do it. Also, WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor will get you there. Send in your good neighbors to us here at the big, big, biggity big G.
Time for the dad joke of the day.
Replay.
You know, I got fired from my weekend job engraving headstones. Misspelled a name.
Really?
Yeah, apparently you can't make a grave decision like that.
Replay.
You did that much better than the first time.
Yeah, it's just not a grave decision, though. It's a grave mistake, but, you know.
Oh. Still a four. I'm being very nice. Your jokes are amazing.
Yes. Thank you.
You going to record that with me saying yes to it?
Yeah. I've got you in all times of ways.
It's almost like blackmail.
Kinda.
If you think about it. We learned today,
I've left you
gave me a good idea because of what you said during the 7 o'clock open segment.
What's that?
Well, you're wanting to negotiate. I need to get more blackmail.
It was for the dad joke. That's not going to help you any. We talked. We had the summer movie guide. I thought that was very, very informative this morning.
It was. And the only one that I care about.
You're into Superman?
I'm more stoked about crypto. If they do it right.
I've seen a trailer of it.
And I did too.
It's really a different Superman in a good way.
Yeah, yeah. I saw that same one. If it's the one
with
crypto,
he's very more human. He's much more human-like, I think.
Is it the one with crypto in there in the desert or something
like
that?
Well, this is the one he's arguing with Lois, because Lois is interviewing him, and instead of like, he's like going, but I saved 5,000 people, you know, like, and she's saying, but you know, you're going under some criticism. I mean, it's he's very human-like. I mean, it's emotional. He's much more emotional, so. I think it's going to be good.
I can't wait. Fantastic Four, I'm kind of into that.
I'm just kind of wait and see on that. I mean, if it's good, it's good, but I don't know. But that was the summer movie guide. We talked about negotiating my new contract for August, starting in August.
No.
That's not negotiating. That's dictatorship.
Whatever works.
You're a jerk. Snack Food Report was subpar.
It was. I was not into it.
You didn't have your
today.
Heart into it. No, nope. You didn't. No.
Too much Cold Stone, whatever.
The Snack Food Report wasn't very good. Record that.
I'll do that and I'll play it when Dalton's doing it.
Yeah.